I've got some great TV happening, and I want you to imagine a room. You imagining it? Good. With Australia's leading business minds and someone with an idea. You can imagine there'd be plenty of arguments, talk about money, all that stuff. But more importantly, you'd get plenty of great ideas if this was an ongoing process to change the world. Well, that's exactly what happens in this season of Shark Tank, which starts tonight after MasterChef on Channel 10 over the last 2 years. If you've seen it before, it's a great show. The Sharks have invested around $9 million and there have been some great success stories like Car Next Door, which we spoke about last week, remember? Rescue Swag, Love Your Skin, and this season is shaping up to be full of great ideas and products that are just as good, if not better. From apps revolutionising how cancer patients are cared for to hammock, backpack and towel in one to an elderly grandmother who's never owned a credit card, who runs a very special bakery. There is something truly for everyone. It's compelling TV. You can't switch away. To tell us more about this season of Shark Tank, I'm joined in the studio by one of these sharks. Feels wrong saying shark.
I seem so nice.
You seem so nice. Yes. You're not a shark.
Yeah, I know. Hi, Luke.
Hello, Naomi. Naomi Simpson is also the founder of Red Balloon. How wonderful to see you.
Great to see you and thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming in. So it all begins tonight. Do you understand how nervous these budding entrepreneurs, people with a thought have, and they come and see the four of you or the five of you, or they go, oh, now I have to sell my idea. It's daunting, isn't it?
It is daunting. And one of the things our job is to make them feel comfortable, relaxed, and that we get the best story from them. Mm. And sometimes that happens and sometimes it doesn't. But often we say, it's okay. We're literally not going to buy. Our job is to help you grow your business.
Yeah.
And once they're comfortable with that and they realise we're just people just like them, but for the sake of a few years, because all of us are self-made,
yeah.
All five of us, we came from nothing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Once they have that sense of relatedness, they usually relax and really enjoy the process.
You're right. You know, that is one of the good things about that show, because there's not that, you know, sometimes you see the judges or the people who make an evaluation, they get a bit mean and that becomes part of the act. That's not the case.
No, I really think my job is
great empathy, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And my job is to amplify businesses and show Australia the ingenuity and, you know, what happens if you give it a crack.
Yeah.
And even if people don't get invested, they still get mentoring. They still get five business leaders working on their business, and the advice alone can be so valuable for them. So it's not just about the money. It is our money. So, yes, when you said 9 million, I'm like, oh, my goodness, are we up to that? There goes the superannuation. My kids actually, sometimes they see the program, they go, Mum, why did you buy that? You know, what's happening to our inheritance? I go, oh, sorry about that. It's gone. Gone.
Get your own inheritance. Yeah. What about tonight? First pitch is by, I think, a group of doctors. I'm sure listeners have seen them in the ads. What can you tell us without giving everything away?
Well, of course, I can't give everything away because you have to watch tonight.
Exactly.
But what I love about these three is, as doctors, they see the emotional turmoil that happens when somebody is diagnosed. Mm. And they said, you know, part of the journey to health is about somebody's emotional well-being,
yeah.
And particularly around the family. So safety, and in that diagnosis, they said, how can we support them on their journey? Mm. And what I also love is that they've considered the business model. Mm. In other words, it's not just trying to push information on people, but why is this valuable and how can we get somebody to pay for it? And they've really approached the issue intelligently, which we love.
Okay. So
Not
everybody does.
No.
You have a good idea and you surround yourself with people who like you, love you, whatever it might be, and they say, yeah, that's a beauty, mate, go for it.
Yeah.
So what happens when that enters? Because I think at some point some people think they've stumbled onto something that might make them a quid in their life.
Yes, and not everybody's made to be an entrepreneur.
No.
It's a really long, hard road.
Yeah.
And you'll also see in tonight's episode a couple who've invested their whole life savings into a particular product to save the reef. So it's a great cause. But for 18 years, they've been toiling away. And I actually tear up. I get really quite sad because it is such a demonstration of how tough it can be in small business.
Mm.
And, you know, while you read the press about this entrepreneur who made a fortune, well, for every one of those stories, there's 1,000 of really hard work and hard toil, and not everybody makes the journey.
Can you make a quid and save the world at the same time? I'm just the economics of the environment, I guess, comes to mind. And what you were telling me there about the couple that spent 18 years doing this, trying to save the reef or whatever it might be. Can you do? Is it possible?
Oh, absolutely. And more and more we're seeing enterprises with social conscience. So Tom's is a really big brand out of the US that every time you buy one of their pairs of shoes, they're donating shoes into Africa. There's many social enterprises that have a deep calling, even my own business, Red Balloon. We represent 2,000 small businesses. So every time you buy from us, you're actually supporting the small business community. So I have a deep sense of responsibility to support, you know, what is 2 million households, effectively, their livelihoods.
Do you teach these people how to slip in the words Red Balloon during interviews? Because that's a talent.
Yeah, well, you know, wasn't born yesterday.
Yeah, weren't born yesterday. We've got 70-year-old Jenny Holton with her bakery, Strange Grains.
Oh, and she gives us a little run for our money. I'll tell you what, she's quite the dark horse.
Right.
She's very coy about anything financial. She's never had a credit card. Her turnover is way more than $2 million, but she likes to underestimate everything.
Wow.
And then when we ask her for the secret sauce, she says, oh, I don't think I want to tell you that.
Oh,
and
we're kind of like,
well, what are you here for? So there's definitely, you know, I love the program because also the tables get turned. You know, sometimes it's us going, please, please, please.
Yeah.
Or I might see something I absolutely love and adore, and then my job is to play cat and mouse with the other sharks so that they don't get, oh, if she likes it, maybe I should like it. And then we kind of. So it is a game of cat and mouse between all of us, and she does a particularly clever job at playing cat and mouse.
And are you at the stage now where you know which other sharks will go for an idea? Can you?
Never.
Really?
Never, 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 never. And Luke, those who come into the tank and assume, like, if they only talk to Steve, mate, do they hear it from me? Like, do not judge or assess based on what you think we're going to do. And I promise you, this series, you'll be surprised and delighted. And also, don't assume that Janine and I are going to like the same thing. I mean, we fight it out as much as any of the others.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a great thing about balanced voice as well. You see, well, actually, all women don't have the same opinion. That's why we need more than one. So let's not be a token here. So we're really...
Great stuff.
Yeah,
love
so...
It.
So, you know, we love our program for all that it does in terms of amplifying leadership, but you will be incredibly surprised at what we invest in, especially Stevie. Oh, my God. You'll go, really? Steve, what did you see in that?
What the hell? The Sharks will also make the biggest deal, I'm told, ever. Is it a $2.5 million investment?
Yeah. So $2.5 million, but it's a real business. And this is what we love about being in Series 3. We've got those people who have got off the couch and said, oh, I'll give it a crack, I'm sure I could get investment, and literally come up with an idea.
Yeah.
And then we've got those who are like, actually, these guys could really help me take my business from a X million turnover to a multi-million dollar turnover.
Yeah.
And that's one of them. It's the biggest investment in Shark Tank history.
Did you ever see yourself a TV star?
Oh, I don't consider myself a TV star, which is kind of funny. And when people stop me in the street, they go, oh, hello. And I go, oh, hi, wondering where I've met them.
Yes.
So it's still a little bit surprising to me. But I do enjoy it in the sense of we need strong role models and we need somebody to be the spokesperson on behalf of small business. And there's not that many avenues for it. And we're all, you know, that's where we all came from and we're happy to take that role.
And next idea, where's it going to come from? Do you know?
Who knows?
Would you keep doing what you're doing? In terms of you and your business, is it silly to – here's a question. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. So you've got your business. It's doing spectacularly well. Why muck around with it? Just keep doing what you're doing. Is that smart? Is that overly conservative? Do you need to be fresh each day? Is that taking a risk you don't need to take?
So, Luke, no business is set and forget, and you have to keep listening to customers. So the business that I have today at Red Balloon is not the same one that I launched in 2001. We have to keep evolving. I mean, the technology available today is materially different. But also, that was my first business. I now have another business called Wrapped.com, which is about bringing small business. You're just laughing because you go, here the plugs come, here they come.
Well done. I love it.
But that's about getting small businesses to market because they're not particularly good. You know, how do you tackle a website, social media, and everything, and actually you've just built something beautiful. So that's what Wrapped.com is.
I'm going to export cricket groin protectors to Mexico.
I think there's
for
a big
the pig
market.
Farmers.
Yeah, that's and, one angry gloves. Pig.
That's one angry pig. I'll take that, and I'll take three of them.
Yeah.
Love to see you.
Luke,
it's
thanks
after
for having me.
MasterChef tonight, so I'll be around around about 8:30. But watch them both, and you won't miss a thing. Thank you for coming in.
Delightful to be
go.
Here.
How good is that? Make sure you catch it tonight on Channel 10, right after MasterChef.